December 9th is a date of tremendous abundance in leadership. We have the number 9, which is the wise leader, merged with the number 17 universal date, which not only reduces to 8, the ultimate leadership number, but 17 is the immortality number. And that means that what you do today leaves a legacy behind. And so you have all these wonderful numbers. And of course, we have another 8 activated. December is an 8 universal month, so it really brings a double 8 into fruition, which we also had on the 8th of December. So yeah, there's a Wednesday and Thursday of this week that are very, very powerful. These dates are basically there to help you immerse yourself in the frequency of abundance. Remember that everything in life is a frequency, and you align yourself with certain frequencies based on your intentions. So these are days, this is why the Premium Wealth Forecast is pointing out specific days that are aligned to certain frequencies so that you can actually take advantage of them. So in this case, because it's the 9th, you also have the opportunity to release bygones so that you are set up to see the miracles. And you're being invited to step into a leadership role today. You have the inner confidence to stand with love and to stand with kindness. And you have the heart-centered empowerment that allows you to accomplish incredible feats. So your progress is absolutely assured when you fearlessly and lovingly engaged with your tasks. This means that you want to move forward with a sense of compassion, because 9 is the number of wise, compassionate leadership. So 9 is delineated by that compassionate, loving leadership. 8 is really the visionary. So it is leadership in really any category that lends itself to providing the vision and setting the direction of whatever it is that you are leading. So this is a very important combination of both. And one more thing about the 9 is, because it is an ending number, it's the last single digit, it also means that it is a good time to take a time out to rest if that's what you feel called to do. And then in the stars, we have the moon square Mars, and that also will mean that you might need a little bit more rest. Mars is the energy planet, so you may feel a little impulsive, so definitely be extra patient, but you also feel very creative with this aspect. Now, remember that these aspects from the moon only last for the day. They're just a few hours long. So even though you want to guard against being impatient and aggressive and rash, it's really a very short-term meetup here with the moon and Mars. So it's also a good opportunity to act on your feelings in a very positive way. So to be very conscious that you can move forward with, hey, by channeling your energy into an ambitious project, you know, you can make great progress. And then on Friday, the 10th of December, we have a really lovely code here, because it's December is an 8 universal month. Friday, the 10th of December, is a 9 universal date. And then it is the 10th of December. So we have 8, 9, 10, which is a powerful code of abundance, love, and manifestation. So really 3 days in a row here, where there is so much abundance being activated and leadership. You know, 10 is a leadership number as well. So there's confidence, there's manifestation, there's a sense of just embracing a change or expecting a change that can then initiate a newfound commitment in your intentions. So you can really manifest and see instant results, because 10 is the instant manifestation number and it represents love and light. And so you can see how you can implement your vision in a brand new way. And then also, because of the number 9, you're manifesting with tremendous compassion, and that yields beautiful opportunities. And the seeds that you will sow then on a day like today will leave a long-term impact, because remember, we're in an 8 universal month. So the moon conjuncts Neptune in Pisces today, and that makes you super sensitive, receptive, intuitive, open emotionally, your psychic faculties are greatly enhanced, you have extrasensory perception today, you pick up on other people's feelings more than usual, and your feelings personally for you are very delicate. So you have wonderful introspection, and your dream life is very, very intense. And mystical experiences and delving into mystical subjects is favored as well, because you feel very spiritually connected to Source, to God. Your heart is wide open. You're sharing unconditional love. And then we come to the 11th of December. This is where the 11 portal opens. And today it opens on the number 10. So there are a lot of ones in the code today. The 11 has two ones, 10 reduces to one. And what does that mean? Well, the 11 portal of being immersed in presence is opening up onto inspirational new beginnings that are able to be manifested very, very quickly. So you have tremendous innovation in play today. You can immerse yourself in inspiring, inventive activities. You can step through that 11 gateway into leadership and integrity, which is inspired by love, inspired by light. And you can bring the practical and spiritual into harmony. So you are there to uplift. You're there to teach. You are designed to manifest miracles. Remember that 11 is not only the psychic master, but because it receives intuitive insights consistently, it is a great teacher as well, because this number is a master number of divine presence. And so it channels creation itself. And so today you'll really know the extent of your God-given gifts, because they manifest quickly. They are infused with love and light through the number 10, and they basically just present themselves instantly in your experience because of the number 11. Now, in the heavens, we have Venus conjunct Pluto. This is such a beautiful aspect that we looked at during the two lunations, because Venus is slowing down now as it starts to station, you know, retrograde later in the month. So Venus conjuncts Pluto for a long time, because it is basically going to be in this area for a while as it slows down. And so this is lovely energy, because it makes you feel exceptionally attractive, affectionate, loving, sensual. You yearn for more intensely passionate companionship. You have great impact on friends. You can share your love freely. And you can seek out beauty in everything and everyone as you focus on, you know, what makes you feel good, what makes you feel beautiful, and financial flow as well, right? Venus is a planet of abundance, and Pluto rules Scorpio, which is a sign of abundance. So there is a tremendous amount of abundance in the whole, you know, forecast this month, as you can tell, because also the number 8 for December. So this just fuels that, because like I said, the Venus-Pluto conjunction remains in place for quite a few weeks due to the retrograde of Venus. And then also on the 11th, we have Mercury sextile Jupiter, and that gives you a wealth of ideas. It enhances your optimism. Any negotiations and contracts are favored. You're focusing on planning your future. What you see ahead of you feels expansive, it feels exciting, and your enthusiasm for what is to come allows you to make proactive decisions. So you can communicate and express yourself beautifully and passionately. Negotiations and contracts are favored today, and your focus and concentration are enhanced, as is your curiosity. Now, Jupiter is the planet of the month, basically because we're in Sagittarius, right, all the way through the solstice on the 21st of December. And so when anything happens with Jupiter, we want to dive in and really partake in that energy, because Jupiter is expansion itself, joy itself, justice. And Jupiter is trust in the divine, right? It is connected to philosophy, and it is connected to wealth and fortune. So the optimism when Mercury sextiles Jupiter in terms of how you speak, how you communicate, how you connect with others is so deepened and so opened up. It's really a beautiful time. And then on Sunday, the 12th of the 12th, of course, opens up a double 12 code, 12 being the number of the Sagittarius eclipse earlier in the month at 12 degrees Sagittarius. This number is so important because of our human experience and how the number 12 just appears as a natural part of our life. And so the 11 portal, because it's an 11 universal date, is opening up to the 12-12 code of higher learning, of self-growth, and the eternal student. So you want to take time to rest, read a good book. 12 invites you to dive into a subject, enhance your knowledge and wisdom. Learning in relaxation brings you energetically into balance. Communication from the heart is heightened today, especially one-on-one connections. Mediation and diplomacy are facilitated through humor, imagination, and intense listening. So this is a day of really fun creativity as well. 12 reduced to 3, so it's also a 3-3 day. And so that means you want to create, play, rest, rejuvenate, connect, and enjoy how the energy is unfolding. Remember, the 11 is the intuitive master, the psychic master. So you're intuiting joy today. Now, the sun is square to Neptune, and that means you're more impressionable. You definitely want to take a rest. Fortunately, it's a Sunday, right? So if you can sleep in or take a nice long nap, that would be wonderful. Also, getting out into nature would be lovely at this time as well. Basically, your spiritual nature needs to be nourished. It needs your attention. And nature is one of the most amazing ways to do that, no matter what the weather is, right? So your inner voice is calling you, and you want to hold the space for silence and serenity. Now, if you don't pay attention to your creativity and spirituality, your imagination, you may get out of sync a little bit. You may feel energetically depleted and disillusioned. And by the way, the energetic depletion is just natural around any Sun square Neptune aspect. So you don't have to feel out of sync to feel a sense of needing more rest. So you want to turn to your ethereal, mystical side with Neptune and listen to beautiful, uplifting music, look at beautiful art, just appreciate beauty in general, and surround yourself with beauty so that you are nurtured and soothed. Then Monday, the 13th of December, is a date that resonates to 12, so it also activates a double 12, just like the 12th of December did, and it brings exciting shifts that create happiness. And It's like a happiness rebirth, basically, because 13 governs letting go and rebirthing, and 12 reduces to 3, which is happiness. So your transformation is greatly supported today through using your imagination, but also through learning. So today you want to embrace the nature of consistent and constant change, life, death, rebirth, and the natural cycles in life as represented by the four seasons. So you want to be practical because, you know, that is a practical understanding, and also organized. You want to be flexible and happy to learn, happy to grow. The foundations that you lay today are rooted in joy and research. So your inner genius, that comes from the number 13, is awake and ready to create. The moon trines the sun, and this is such a lovely aspect. It only lasts a day, but it is very much about joy and happiness, affection and love, recognition and praise, just getting in touch with little gifts and advantages that come your way, and knowing that you can be recognized for your gifts and extend that recognition to others as well, because you feel intimately connected to the divine. Now, Tuesday, the 14th of December, has a code of 13 universal date, again, that number of life, death, transformation, but this time it's merged with the number of communication and media and connecting with others and people. So there's a sense of freedom here, and a real sense of surprising energy, because both 14 and 13 bring the energy of the unexpected. Where 14 is about adventure, 13 is about just being open to change at any given moment. So you are connecting with your intentions in a deeper way. You want to put a plan in place and appreciate the feedback that you receive that allows you to course correct when necessary. And that feedback is usually from the universe. It can appear through people that are guided by the universe to appear in your life in some capacity that direct you to change or to consider a change. But it is always making itself present with this numbers code. So it's an exciting day of productive change. So have fun and socialize and focus on your home environment and family as well, because 13 reduces to 4. And then on this day, we have the moon trine Mercury, which means you're very much in touch with your feelings as your intuition and intellect merge into one with Mercury and the moon, the heart and the mind. So you have wonderful clarity. You can read situations and people very easily as your perception and intuition are magnified. And that allows you to take the pulse and adjust very, very quickly. So your ability to express your ideas is very much enhanced in all kinds of communication. You can communicate with joy. You can communicate with great optimism. You have this sense of having a conversation that just feels like you can bring things to the table and create a favorable outcome for everyone. So it stimulates a wealth of ideas, a wealth of connecting heart to heart with others. That means meetings with friends and families. Friends and family members are very heart-centered. They feel nourishing, and deeper discussions are favored as well. And then on the 15th of December, we have the number of spiritual alchemy, 15, merging with the media number, the scribe, 14. So this is a time of nurturing yourself, investing in what you love to do, taking responsibility for that. And as a result, you gain tremendous wisdom and you can establish magic in your life, the alchemist. So you have the spirit to pursue excellence. You can move beyond doubt into the exhilaration of experimentation. You can wake up and change something for yourself. You'll be very much rewarded. And to know that there's no such thing as a mistake, so don't punish yourself when all you are doing is growing, exploring, learning, and expanding your wisdom. So love and abundance are very much enhanced today. And in general, this is a magical day of just going with the flow and listening to the prompts from the universe. The moon is sextile Neptune today, and that enhances your psychic abilities. Your imagination, intuition, and creativity are greatly magnified. You want to engage with soul-centered activities, creative artistic projects. So pay attention to your visions. You may feel this delicate, light, sweet spiritual energy today. It's very sensitive, very subtle, so you'll want to pay attention closely because it is there. And it's like fairy dust being sprinkled onto your day. And then we have the 16th of December, Thursday. And on this day, you have great powers of concentration and perseverance, where the empowering and inspiring 678 code is activated again. We have a 15-6 date, a 16-7 day, and an 8 universal month. So that means deep healing happens through self-awareness, nurturing, being very open to receiving downloads from the divine and assimilating those and allowing that awakening to happen. And that then brings that leadership, that empowerment that you feel, because you're really in that cycle of trust, listening, and activation. So it's a wonderful day to listen and receive inspirational ideas, to nurture your body, mind, heart, and soul by spending time in nature. 16 reduces to 7. 7 always wants you to go out and explore nature in a place of meditation. You are awakening through love and through responsibility. And so listen closely, love deeply, and know that romance is enhanced today as well, through especially when you connect in a place of inner confidence, but also on spiritual subjects. And you know, given that spiritual connection, Moon trine Pluto today, boy, that gives you deep emotional insights because you're literally purging the emotions that really have lived their life and really aren't supporting you anymore. And you're creating deep healing as a result. So you have greater strength of assertion. Emotionally, you just feel more in touch and more empowered as a result, more confident. So you're more sensitive. And this heightened intuition and psychic perception allows you to not only tune into others, but tune into yourself and transform and experience a rebirth. So that means you're deeply moved by life itself. You're in touch with the subconscious mind and want to get to the truth of the matter. And getting to the root of feelings in yourself and others means that your interactions with them and with yourself are very profound. So you're connecting to those deeper feelings, and this brings emotional empowerment. And your heart is obviously very much engaged in the process, which is the point. It gives you great confidence and strength. And that means you are basically stepping into leadership through passion and through love.